Hi, this is Marian Samuel from the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse in Antigua. Every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m., we interview a guest about real-life issues from the Caribbean. Welcome to Lighthouse Conversations, a time to explore the issues surrounding your everyday existence, your family, your community, your environment, your health and safety habits, your lifestyle, both physically and spiritually, will all be discussed here on Lighthouse Conversations. Let's get started and see just what we can learn to better your life.
I am your host, Marian Samuel. Welcome back to part 3 of our conversation with Mr. Trevor Isaac, known to many as Baytop. And we are having a conversation on staying healthy by using natural remedies.
Some of the foods that we eat and we leave our food exposed. The fly goes on, it lays an egg. You swallow the egg, it automatically hatch a pupa in the stomach or larvae. So all these are what will help to create worms. Sometimes we need to ground ourselves onto the nature. So we walk a little with barefoot through the path. But at the end of it, when you finish, you make sure you wash your feet. Have a sight to get in the ground too. So they will go through your foot. I don't know if some persons know about trigger. These are some of the things that you'll get. And most people have a trigger, which is a parasite contribution again to the body, will lead up to epilepsy, seizure, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, you know. And of recent, a lot of people is coming out with a seizure issue, okay? I don't know if parasites is a contributor, but there's other things that people are infusing to the body that will lead up to a seizure issue also. Mm-hmm. We have to be so careful. So that's very important that we do a parasitic cleansing. Then we move on to the colon cleanse. Colon is important that you clean the colon, because whatever you infuse in the body normally goes to your colon after. Whatever you eat normally comes out to the colon. So you got to make sure you keep it clean. For instance, you have a food, you leave it on the counter tonight, you wake up tomorrow morning, it will have a foul odor, meaning it's spoiled. So if you eat your food, okay, it goes to the small intestine, goes to the digestive system, and it will pass out to the large intestine. That stays in the body for a day or two, three days. Sometimes some persons don't go off for like 3 days or something, once a week. Some people don't go off until maybe 2 weeks. You're poisoning your body very, very slowly. So recommend that you do a colon cleanse that will help to clean the large intestine or to clean the gastrointestinal wall also for you. It's imperative that you do a cleansing to the body, especially to your colon. You will do your body a lot of justice. Instead of not doing any cleansing, or I don't have the money, or even though I have the money, I don't have the time because I'm busy working. At one point in time, the work is going to be there, and then you're not going to be there. So it's always important that you do cleansing. So that is a colon cleanse. Okay, then I will move you on to blood purifier. Blood purifier is the one that has in the alfalfa, the burdock root, manzanilla, dandelion, sarsaparilla, hyssop. So all these are in the blood purifier. A hint of ginger is in it also. I formulate it, and they also have tamarind inside of it. So these are natural. So this is high in iron, helps to build, treat your neurotransmitting nerve. If you have an infection in the blood, it helps to help with that. If you have hepatitis, which automatically affects your liver, so we might find out a spot coming out on your skin. Some dark spots look like little prickles, and sometimes it itches. That would signify that the blood needs to clean. So that's what I do. And it also helps with a neurotransmitting nerve. So always good to make sure that you have things that supplement a nerve issue. You can't see or directly say, this is a nerve. It was something like a corn. So like electrolyte just flows through the body. It's the same way your neurotransmitting would work. That's how your nervous system will set up. But these are the remedies that you can help to treat the nerve. After you've done the blood purifier, before you eat, after you've eaten, then I recommend you do a life support body cleanse, meaning something that cleans the organs, pancreas, kidney, liver, lung. If you have kidney stone, gallstone, this will work. If you have a simple cold or flu, which is hampering society presently now, that life support body cleanse will work. It's very strong, so I recommend you do a tablespoon after meal. If you consume anything a little strong, you can drink some water behind of it just to basically soothe it a bit. And that will let you have a simple cold or flu too. I also have a womb cleanser, which is for the female. Normally the monthly time, the time of the month, they experience a lot of cramp. That will help to eliminate the cramp, subside the cramping, and also help you to regulate the body so you don't have a high estrogen level. So to bring down the estrogen level, build up your hormone level for you, that you can have a balance in terms of, you'll have your cycle instead of having imbalanced hormone. That will help to regulate the hormone for you too. So it helps to regulate the cycle so that you'll have it on time every time. I also have pain relief. I've seen if you have joint pains, arthritis, or something you can rub. I make a natural rub. So it's a herbal thing again. I have some plants. I know most people know what is cilement. But cilement is a plant we used to go in the bush when we're cooking as when I was a child. We use that particular plant for pepper. It's very hot. So that is one of the ingredients I use. And turpentine, all these are in that pain relief. So make a rub with coconut oil and other different essential oil and other different essential plants like eucalyptus. And I formulate it and I formulate it into a rub. Okay, so there's nutmeg in it also. And it works. I get good results from it. If I have a strain or sprain, muscle spasm, that will help to soothe the problem. However, if you have a simple cold, you could shake that same pain relief, put a few drops in a container with boiling water and inhale the fume, and it works also, okay? And even though it's natural, it's an external use. I have persons who've called me and said, Bathtub, is what this thing supposed to taste? And I said, sir, it's not only for you to infuse. It says pain relief rub. It's a rub. But he drank it, but he was okay still. You see the difference with natural and the synthetic system, even there's the difference. If it was a synthetic drug that they say used to rub and ingest it, you'd probably be at the hospital or the ambulance, you'd probably be a dead person. And that's the good thing with natural. Most of natural product, you can use it to rub or you can use it to drink. For instance, for the yeast infection, which is for a female again now, you'll take a tablespoon if you have a yeast infection twice daily, you know, and that works. Okay, for the cold and flu, will help with a bad cold that is going around. I recommend that you do 5 bunks every 5 to 6 hours, and that will give you relief in terms of that simple cold that is going around. I have 2 formulas. I have the Plandemic, that is called. It's associated with the pandemic, so it's more than just a simple flu. The pandemic is basically some of the same things I tell you to plant in the backyard. The ginger, the garlic, the turmeric, the parsley. Those are some of the main ingredients in the pandemic. It has been also a formula of the cold and flu and some flower that I picked from off of a plant called Tambebi. That plant blooms between July to somewhere around in October, November. The plant bloom, and I use those flower from it in order to make that particular product. So if you have the flu or you catch the flu or the corona or the virus, that you could use, and you take an ounce of it every 5 to 6 hours. If I think you need a little more intense work, I can basically do the cold and flu, combinate with the life support body cleanse that I will let you drink after. I'll put both of them together as a formula, and it also works, and it's very effective. You know, some people recover in a day, some people takes a little bit longer, within a 3 days, but it's not like something you have going on for weeks. You know, a person's telling me they have flu I'm having a flu bait up for over 2-3 weeks now. I just can't get rid of it. You know, and I recommend my formula, it works. However, some people are going to be a speedy immune recovery than some. So we got to keep it in mind. So I can't look at you and say, okay, you recover in 5 days, so I'm supposed to recover in 5 days, or I supposed to be the same thing. No. You got to, everybody's body is different. So we got to base on ourselves, our body function differently. Our diet is different. So we will get different results. However, they should be similar. And I also have honey. Honey is basically a very good sweetener. It's also very high in enzymes. So that's natural sugar. And a teaspoon of honey works good if you have a diaphragm spasm. Diaphragm spasm is trapped ear or misskip or misbeat in terms of inhalation to the body that will cause you to get what we call a hiccup. Or sometimes if you overeat, you will get that. So someone with a hiccup can easily get a relief from a teaspoon of honey, okay? So they all have the purpose, and it's a natural sweetener also. Sarsaparilla, I have the sweetened, and I have the unsweetened sarsaparilla. That's also good for iron, folic acid, amino acid. That means it's a blood builder. It also helps for fertility. It also helps if you have leaky gut, which is a bacteria in the stomach. And so instead of buying probiotics, you can also use sarsaparilla to also heal that stomach infection also. And I have crab oil. Crab oil comes from a plant, so it's not from the crab, because most people take it from the from a crab.
I was just waiting to ask you what the crab
aisle tree. It's called a crab aisle tree. It's a plant in South America. Especially in Guyana. So that's where you get the crab aisle from. And I know a lot of the folks who listen from Guyana who know what it is. You know, it's a blemish in the head, little fungus on the skin, or especially in the hair. And you use it, and it helps to relieve that symptom. So that's a crab aisle. I have something, you have an ear infection. I have something that formulate to heal the ear. So there are some persons who go to the doctor and for months and can't get a relief. I have remedies for the ear infection, for the ear also. And I would basically put that drop in the ear for you first and show you how it basically the procedure is. And then you say different because a person, even at our church, our brothers at my church who had an ear infection, couldn't hear from out of the right ear. I did a procedure and the gentleman is hearing from his ear now. You know, Sister Mary, that is at our church.
Mm-hmm. What about ringing in the ears?
Yeah, a ringing in the ear normally comes from an infection. If you have a cold or a sinus problem, would normally cause that. So that means there's mucus built up, you know, and that's normally contribute to ear infection, you know. So it's always good to minimize or try to eliminate the amount of mucus that builds up in the body you need to get rid of, you know, because it will affect your ear. You know, you have a little small ear pocket which has a fluid in the ear canal. Once that fluid gets disturbed, that will give you off balance. So without that fluid, you don't stand. You know, most people don't know that. So it's always good to clean the ear. Don't put anything down in the ear. Always clean the external part of the ear. So you don't push anything on the ear to damage your eardrum. You know, because that can be very bad for you. And you can also get an infection from that. Or if water gets down in the ear by bathing, or if you're at the ocean, and water gets in the ear, or if you're a little bubbling or like a plug in the ear, because you need to get the water out of it, that will automatically infect your hearing too for that ear issue. Or the hounding that you're getting because something is automatically trapped inside of the ear. Could be water or mucus or what you say, cold. Yes, I have remedies for that also. I also have the castor oil. Castor oil is very, very good. Castor oil does so many different things. I have the cold press one. The reason why I don't do the black castor oil, because the black castor oil has heat to it. You got to roast those beans and you formulate the oil from it. When you put heat to actually anything, it takes a lot of the, it can purify, but it also takes a lot of the qualities and the strength and the natural product, the source and the mineral that you get from the bean or whatever plant you're using. So I don't put heat to it, just as I do the coconut oil. I cold press it. I get the beans and I go through the procedure and I allow that beans to, the oil to spurn from it, and then I strain it. So it takes a long procedure, a lot of work, it's a lot of hard work in it. But that castor iron will work very good if you have a lump on the breast. So for persons who have lump on the breast, you just warm it. You could warm the castor iron. You put it, you rub it on the lump. That will help to eliminate the boil. You can use it. So that's, for instance, you have a lump that can be cancerous. You can use that same castor oil, rub it, warm it first, and then you put it on the lump. Or you can also ingest the castor oil because it works good as a laxative also. The same castor that I have, the cold press one, if you have a vision problem, have a cataract in the eye, you can put a drop of my castor oil in the eye. This helps. These are things that you can do with the castor oil. You can use the castor oil as laxative, as I said. You can rub it on the skin. So if you have a blemish on the skin or fungus on the skin, or you have a hair loss issue, castor oil will help to treat all that. It's very high in vitamin E and A. It also helps. So it's a very good healing remedy. Castor oil really is. So it depends on how you use it. It basically gives you results pending on the way you use it to proceed. So the procedure will make a difference here.
I am Marianne Samuel, your host for the program. And with me on the telephone line is Mr. Trevor Isaac, known to many as Baytop. And we are having a conversation on staying healthy by using natural remedies.
For coconut oil now, coconut oil helps to strengthen the bone, okay? Help with Alzheimer's, help with Parkinson's, epilepsy, and also it helps for a thyroid problem. So let's say if you have a thyroid issue where you're hypothyroid or hyperthyroid, either which one, hypothyroidism. Coconut oil is a very good remedy to use to help to treat it. But you take a teaspoon once Every evening, I recommend that you do it once nightly for 21 days is your cycle, and you can break for 7 days and you repeat it again. However, that's under my coconut oil, you can rub it on the skin. So instead of buying lotion, you can use a natural coconut oil on your skin. It helps to rejuvenate the body too. Keep your body moist, okay? So you can use the coconut to help with dry skin. And I also have a remedy called Alzheimer's and Parkinson's remedy. And I've gotten results from that. I have to emphasize on that particular product. You take a tablespoon once a day, okay? I had a gentleman, I don't know, someone put him on to me. He's overseas, he's not from Antigua. So his wife had an issue. I'm just giving a little history on that Alzheimer's Parkinson's. His wife had a problem in terms of compensating and having memory. She had a memory issue. But this, I was treating her for nearly about a year or so, or less. He came from overseas to visit me here about 8 or 10 months after. So I used to export it to Chicago, and he received it on the other side, whichever country he's from. But then he had problem to get it because, you know, some products, they don't want to come through the country without proper procedure in terms of plant protection and the source of things that he's using, so it doesn't cause a contamination up to others, in, you know, for safety reasons. So you have to go to the Prime Minister of the country to get it come through the country so they didn't ban it. And the gentleman came one day, he's going to America. He passed through Antigua. He came to Antigua just to see me. So as he came, we're talking, and everybody, you know, in the vehicle talking, and talking to a particular person. So then I don't know what caused me to ask him the question, though, because I would normally do something like that. So I said, about your wife, no? He said, is my wife you're talking to? It's the same lady that I could have a conversation with, and it worked. But he was persistent. So it's not like you try it 2-3 times, and then you want the result right away for a symptom that occur for over 10, 20 years ago, or 5 years, 6 years, and then expect it to disappear in a week or a day. You know, some products will take a longer time in order for you to get a full assessment of how it works and the result. Okay, so that is Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. It's $50 for that one. And I didn't give it the price on the honey. The honey is $20, $40, $35, $90, and one is $400. That's a very old honey also, you know. And for the coconut oil is one price. It's $25. That sells in stores. So you could get it at Diamondize, Tensa, Veggie World, which is a health store, Miss Welch. So these are some of the places that sell the coconut oil. You can get it in some of the supermarkets at Perry Bay Supermarket, or one of the Epicurum normally carries some of those products. I also do hot sauce too. A very flavorful hot sauce. Can go to any food. It's full of flavor. Pineapple, mango, I add to it. So it has a cucumber. It's totally a different type of hot sauce to what you're normally accustomed to. So you can basically have a hot sauce with actually almost anything. It's very mild, but it's spicy. But it's full of flavor. I do for hair loss, I do a fungus too. So I have an antifungi that I make. Comes from, it's plant-based again. So get all the plants, I'm growing them up, and I extract the juice from it, and I'll add castor oil to it. And once it goes in the cold, it sleeps. So then you can use it like a cream. So that's how we get it to formulate like that. I'll put castor oil to it, and I rub it on, say, to have a wingworm, or maybe just a skin fungus, or a water spot, because sometimes the water top will give you fungus on the skin, where you have an itching. You rub it on, just one drop of it, or just a small bit. You rub it on there, wherever it touches, it works. So I also do that. I have products for the eye too. I have Eyes Bright. So a lot of people have an eye problem or vision problem. We have a high eye pressure, or glaucoma, macular degeneration, we have a bleed in the back of the eye. Yeah, so I have products for that too. So I have the Eyes Bright that we recommend you do 5 ounces once a day, and we should do it for 60 to 90 consecutive days. However, if you start using it today in the morning, you wake up, you will see a difference. It's very effective, but the process takes a long while for healing process. And I also have a drop. That's an eye drop that I extract that juice from a particular plant. And that plant, even if you were to Google the plant, scientists say it's only for beautification and botanical purposes. It doesn't really have a purpose. But I use that same particular plant and use it for eye drop, and I get results from it. I get good results from it. I get good feedback from it. I have customers that have been using it sparingly and use it regularly. And some people either don't have it, then they don't think their life is complete, for some people with a vision problem. But some people, they want to do today and then they don't follow what you're saying, what they should do, because they sometimes get an improvement to the vision, but they don't continue. And even though you're using a doctor medication, that's okay. So let's say if you're using a doctor medication, when you want to use the my eye product, you don't need to do the doctor medication the same day, because you need to know how my product works compared to what you're using. But I don't really stop a person from doing whatever is prescribed to them from a doctor. Whatever the doctor prescribed to you, you can still use it, and my product can still be used, because here it is. My products are from plants. They're plant-based. They're natural. So it's not something that I put modification to it. Some of them have expiry date, so my product can go for years without spoiling, because honey can go for years. The castor oil, the coconut oil, the marijuana oil, you know, these are things that can stay there for years, and they don't spoil. Some of the remedies will spoil, some won't. You know, and then if somebody needs to be consulted, I want to do a consultation, I do that outside differently. So I'll do consultation with persons too. And then if you need a dietary plan, I also do recommendations in dietary plan. I have plans chart, so then I will need to know your blood type, and then I will give you a dietary chart in order what you should eat, what is good for the body, your A positive or your B negative or B positive in blood type, and I will show you eat according to your blood type, and all these things work. You know, because all the things that we basically love, like for peanuts. Peanuts is it's high in zinc, yes, but it's very high in cholesterol. Peanuts will contribute to sugar, which is diabetes. A lot of us like bananas. Bananas contribute to pressure. It's how you eat the bananas. Some people want to do banana every day because, oh, my body doesn't store potassium. I need the potassium. You can get potassium from kelp. You can get potassium from broccoli. See, these are natural. These are plant-based. You can get it from those. So it doesn't have to be directly from banana. Too much of one thing is good for nothing. So why would you want to be doing just one same thing? The only thing that lasts forever that we need to do is the word of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Everything else should be in moderation.
Let's say one is on medication, but yes, want to switch to herbal medicine. How would you advise them?
The transition. Mm-hmm. I would do a transition. And this is how I would normally recommend it to customers. I said, don't come off your medication, because if you're on a medication for how many years? Most people come to me. I just started 3 months ago. This is my 10th year. I don't normally do someone on medication, said, don't stop taking medication. I'll ask, how often are you taking the medication? I'm taking it twice a day. Some people are taking it once a day. I said, okay, here what I need to do. I don't want them to stop taking the medication. You skip today to try my remedies, my herbal remedies. Okay, and then you could do your medication tomorrow. And then what you do, you can do it like that for at least 7 days, or for at least a cycle, which is 21 days. Okay, but I normally like to work it at 5 or 7 days, because you need to check to make sure that you're seeing a change. You should see a difference. And then you can wind off of one, meaning as your pressure was normally 220, your sugar is 350, because I have customers. But sometimes the sugar don't read in there. That's how high the sugar is. Sometimes I will just say, sir, madam, you're walking dead. But as I say, because this is just boundary line or borderline, you're way past it. So it's in order for you to regulate it. So I will say to these customers, you can do this at this particular time, but don't stop taking the medication, because you're taking it for how many years? Your body gets accustomed to that medication. So if you stop taking it, it could automatically get you sick. You understand? So what I would normally do, you take mine today, you take the other one tomorrow, and if you normally take that product every day, that medication, you try to miss a day and gradually see how your body feel. And then you can always make an adjustment from there. And you could wind yourself right out of it, because once you start using my product and you start to get a result, let's say your sugar normally reads at 220, but now when you check it, you're taking the herbal remedies along with your medication every other day. You notice, so you're saying 165, 140, start going down. So all what you need to do is just to come off of one of them, the doctor medication. You can just miss a day or two and continue just like that trend, and then you just find yourself wind off of both the herbal remedies and the doctor medication. However, I will introduce a diet, because if you're still eating the same, you will still have the same problem. So then I'll introduce your diet to you, and what you should and what you shouldn't be doing. I will tell you the main contributor to what's giving you the symptoms. Okay, most of the time, how you're eating is the problem. Okay, so then I will direct you as what diet you should do. And as you're using, you make a change to that, a gradual change, I just tell you, boom, drop everything today. And you, no, it doesn't work like that, you know. So I have to gravitate towards, I use the word climatize, to get your body to make that adjustment, to make that transition. As I was growing up at school, I was doing health science. So fine, I was telling my teacher, every time it's lunchtime and it's time for me to eat, I want to go to the restroom to urinate. All what she said to me, listen, you practice it by the truth. When it comes, don't go. And I do it for a period of time and I get rid of the habit. So sometimes it's not even natural, but it's just a habit in you because you gravitate to a certain taste or certain action, you know, and then you could just wind off of your medication gradually, you know, and then you start to, and your diet, so then your diet changed, you'll find that you change your dosage on the medication also. So then you start to do everything in moderation, and that's called a balance. Same concept as your health, eat but you clean. But some people don't do any cleansing at all. And you do all bad eating, then there's going to be a problem. But eat and cleanse, but it's not an overnight thing. So it has to be a long procedure. So if you go into it, as well as now the food modification, they modify food. You know, so that's when you normally get a fruit, which is a 100% natural juice now. You're seeing something on the bottle saying 8% juice in a pineapple juice bottle. So what is the other 92%? What is it? You know, most people don't know. You know, and these are things that harm the body. So these are things that bring on cancer, parasites, epilepsy, Alzheimer's, pressure problem, sugar problem, because most of these things are preservative, and a good preservative agent is sodium, which is salt, you know, and the pick of food. So you have to find ways and means of order to cleanse the body, to get rid of some of these basic symptoms that you're facing with. Because you don't want to be working for the rest of your life, then you're going to retirement, but you're faced with sugar and pressure or some other illness. So you can go on retirement and you keep top in shape, you know, and don't have to worry, oh, I forget, I gotta take my medication. No, because you have done your job during the years. How you eat will tell the details in the longer run.
What is your vision, Beta, for the future of herbal medicine?
Yes, my vision for the future in herbal remedies is to see better society in terms of helping more people, gravitating people to the natural remedies to edify them. Of herbal remedies, the purpose and the goodness of natural plants. So in terms of having a business place, we have a lot of different herb growing, and then I have classes in terms of teaching people what this herb is, what different herbs are, and what they're good for, what are their purpose, what are the remedies, what they help to fix a particular symptom that you have. That is my future, and it's to have a herbal store in terms of doing herbal tea.
Do you do visits, home visits?
Yes, I do home visits, so I do house calls, so if I have to go, it doesn't matter where in the island you are, I can come to you. We basically have a consultation, and then ask the questions, and I do the test, and then I'll make I make the recommendations pertaining to what conversation after the test and what the statistics that I get, and then we work from there.
What number can the listener reach you at?
I'm at 268-789-8182. So 1268, the AVA code, because I know you probably have listeners from different parts, you know,
right,
listening in too. So it's 1268-789-8182. And that's WhatsApp number, and that's straight call. So it works anywhere in the world. So it doesn't matter where in the world I go, that same number I use, I don't change.
Okay, and let's say, for instance, a listener in St. Kitts would like to receive your products.
Yes, I do export. So I'll go to cargo, I'll get the weight of the products that the person wants. I'll let them know, because it comes at a cost. So you have a minimum and a maximum weight in terms of exportation. And I'll get a box and I will weigh what the person needs, and then I'll correspond with the person. And I could even let the person talk to the person at the cargo to make the shipment to them. You know, and I give them everything legit in terms of transparency. What am I doing on the other side to get it to you? Yes, so I have exported things different parts of the world before through cargo. Or if someone knows someone who's going in that direction or coming to that particular country and they want to trustworthy in them, bringing them for them, then I do that too.
Any last words?
Yes, my last word is everyone should consider how they're dieting. Always do cleansing to the body. Do herbal remedies. As you eat, you clean. You are what you eat. I'm emphasizing that persons take heed, be careful, stay safe, and health tip, be careful of where you're eating, who you're eating from, okay? Because this would be a very good challenge for you. Because persons' environment, cooking areas, and utensils that they're using is not as healthy as some of us really think, because we don't see behind of the scene. Make sure you do cleansing, make sure you do herbal remedies. If you have a doctor, ask for advice, and you should feel comfortable to ask your doctor any question and the answer, okay? And always try to do once a month cleansing, always try to do a parasitic cleansing. For any advice, my number is 789-8182. You can always give me a call. I can give you any health tips. I don't have a problem.
Thank you for accepting my invitation to speak with you. I am sure the listener really learned a lot, and thank you so much for really encouraging us to live a more healthier life using the natural God-given remedies, his plants.
Okay, Sister Marian, and you have a pleasant day. It was a pleasure talking to you, and a comfort also.
Thanks for listening in on our conversation. We trust that it was beneficial to you as you continue to develop a more meaningful life. Do you have a topic or a guest you would like us to have a conversation with for a future episode on Lighthouse Conversations? We would love to hear your suggestions. Send us a mail at Caribbean Radio Lighthouse, P.O. Box 1057, St. John's, Antigua, or lighthouse, B-I-M-I, at gmail.com, or give us a call at area code 268-462-1454, or send us a message via WhatsApp or text at area code 268-782-1454. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can hear Lighthouse Conversations Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. on the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. If you're in Antigua, you can listen at 92.3 MHz FM. If you're in the Caribbean, you can listen at 1160 kHz AM, or listen online at www.radiolighthouse.org from anywhere in the world. Or you can subscribe to this podcast. Looking forward to having you join us next time. Bye-bye.